What Dad showed me when I started writing the book was that I needed to stop thinking of him in terms of separateness.
Right. And so when I listen to the statement that Jesus made, it's not I but the Father in me, isn't that separateness?
I would have to say yes and no. I understand where you're coming from, and I can agree with it, but because I don't like to disagree, I'm not trying to convince you of my way of putting it, and I think we may have a different perspective, but it still comes down to the same thing.
Well, yeah, I find it challenging to not identify myself as spirit within body bag, right?
And yeah, and I don't see the need to.
And so I am ocean in jar, right?
Yeah, I got you.
So then Jesus was saying, maybe I'm just not understanding how to apply the metaphor. So somebody comes up and says, hey, jar, nice color. And jar goes, it's not my color. It's ocean's color.
Got you.
Is that kind of like what Jesus is saying? Is that right?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for what he is saying, but what I can speak for is the experience I had when I felt led to go fill a jar full of seawater out of the bay and bring it home.
Well, I think they're tied here, and I just want to tie them together because when I follow your story, I'm going, okay, yeah, I get it. Jar, ocean, take the ocean, a piece of ocean, put it in the jar. Is it still ocean? Yes. And then I kind of trip when you go stop identifying yourself by the body bag. In other words, what you're getting at here is to stop calling myself a jar.
Let's see, is that what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying, to tell you the truth.
Well,
I just was reminded of the story. It was an experience I had while I was fasting. I was reminded of it and felt impressed that I should put it in the book.
Your job is to write, and you do it very well, and Dad gives you instruction, and you're very well guided in this, and my job is to understand, and to take what it is that you're presented with and try and make sense out of it. That's our relationship.
Very good.
So I'm trying to do that, and I'm trying to look at the context of the entire article and make it useful for me. And I stumble a bit with the jar metaphor, and then when I come to the words of Christ, and he goes, it's not me, the jar, it's the ocean inside of me that makes me smell like salt.
Hey, now, yeah, okay. There's a perfect use of the metaphor.
And so what you're telling me to do then is to stop saying, I'm a Christian, to anybody who asks and say, I'm the ocean. Alpha! This is hard!
I guess it's more difficult than our little trip down the quantum mechanics lane, isn't it?
Well, quantum mechanics is science. This is not. This is perspective. I have to put myself in a perspective where I can understand and then reflect that perspective outside. So I'm saying I'm willing to do it, and for me to be willing to do it, I don't want to just make mental ascension to it. I don't want to just give it intellectual, yeah, great job, way to go, Brad Cullen, you scored another home run. I want to understand what it is I'm saying when I'm saying it.
Hey, let me ask you a question. And it's basic, do you like the article?
Love it.
Do you really?
Sure, yeah.
What do you love about it?
I love about the intent and the purpose of you trying to get me connected with all that is. I like that you're showing me that I need to do some things to get there. You're pointing out some obvious flaws that I may have in my path to get there. First one being, I need to let go of previous thinking. The second one, I need to stop allowing myself to be identified by some religious order. And the third is to stop identifying myself with this physical body bag that I occupy. So,
and with this, I close.
Very tricky. I'm cool with the first two. Yeah, you got me. The third one, if I stop identifying myself with the body bag, then, hi, Brad, Cullen, I am.
Exactly. That's very difficult. It was a tough thing. I thought I was being blasphemous when the thought first came to me. It was bad enough to realize that Jesus was calling us to do what he did as a man and be who he was. That seemed like that's blasphemous alone. and then all of a sudden beginning to say the same things that he said. But wait a minute, that's what he said we'd do. And so, and that's what he did. There's something he read. He came out of the temple when he was young and read something out of Isaiah and said, and today this has been fulfilled. You know, some prophecy Isaiah had, I forget what it was. Do you recall that?
I don't. I recall the event, but I don't remember the passage in Isaiah.
Yeah, I don't either. But anyway, he was pointing out that the prophecy about the coming of Messiah was about him. And but you know, then you have out of John's gospel, you have these words of before there was an Abraham. You know, he was hollering at this bunch of religious leaders who have to be Jewish. And, they were saying, well, we've got Moses, we've got Abraham, who needs you? And he said, before there was an Abraham, I am. Making the reference back to the name that came out of the voice in the bush out in the desert, told Moses to go tell the children of Israel that I am has sent him.
Well, here's something interesting that you're presenting. An conclusion that you draw at the end is that it's a metamorphosis of actually becoming Jesus. And... Huh. Wow.
Can I say something right there, too?
Sure.
Because, you know, it's rather interesting. You pointed out earlier when I was drawing a distinction between, this particular article and a series we did on quantum mechanics. You said, well, quantum mechanics was scientific. Well, when you stop and think of it, scientists cannot explain metamorphosis. There is no explanation for metamorphosis. It just happens, you know. And so how do you get there is kind of wild when you stop and think of it. How do I, the caterpillar, all of a sudden sprout wings and come out of this cocoon a whole different creature? But that's the transformation that has to take place with our consciousness to take on this whole thing of being Jesus, who can say, before there was an Abraham, before there was not, my application is, before there was anything, I am. And I'm comfortable saying that now. But 10 years ago, I was totally uncomfortable saying such a thing. Why was I proven that?
So you're saying that you would feel comfortable saying to a group of Christians, and meaning it, not as a repetitive statement or a quote, but meaning it, that before there was Abraham, I am?
Absolutely. I do. I have the guts to answer the phone when you ask me how I am, to say I am.
Okay. Ultimately, if the goal here is metamorphosize into Jesus, then you're saying that there are a couple things I have to do to help myself get there.
Yeah.
I have to get beyond my previous thinking. I have to stop identifying myself with a particular religious flavor, and I have to stop identifying with this physical body.
As being you, or as you being limited.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, as being me. Okay. Thank you. I was struggling with that, you know, because I got to tell you, it's not me, then I don't have to feed it, I don't have to go to the bathroom, I don't have to have a shower, but that's not what you're saying.
Well, Ryan, let me right now just say to you, why don't you go take a dump for yourself? You know?
Go jump in the lake? Hey, listen, don't talk to the ocean that way.
Hey, there we go.
You're just a jar of water. I am the ocean!
Yes.
I don't mean to be flip. I'm not making fun of your metaphor. I apologize.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's not mine anyway, but I was amazed by it. I thought the short story I wrote related to it. I was actually keeping the separateness because I was just getting a glimpse. I couldn't really see how, you know, that I'm going to say it in a funny way, and I don't mean it in a disparaging way, but I couldn't see the Catholic view. I'd gotten away from the full Catholic view of who Jesus is. That is God, you know, God in the flesh. And the Protestant view of, well, it's Catholic too, but God in three persons, you know, Blessed Trinity, is, you know, separate but equal, you know, and God in Jesus wasn't the Father, but he was the Son, and the Holy
Spirit. Let's not go there. That's just a rigmarole.
Yeah, it is a rigmarole. I'm just trying to explain, you know, why, you know, or where I went with that, because I had bought into it for so long as a Christian. And
well, so then I guess that makes your previous article extremely important, because you define God as multiplicity as opposed to the way that Catholics and Protestants define God. There's no singularity, right?
Singular, one and only one supreme being.
Monotheism, I think they call that.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and so there's other religions that have that too. I'm assuming Muslim. I don't know about Jews.
Muslims were definitively, and I think that's what they resist and react to. Really, and I think that's where they hang their hat on, is the fact that Jews have this multiplicity, Elohim, by its word, means multiple spirits. Mm. And I think that's where they hang their hat. I've heard them argue, you know, and that's where they come up, you know, that Allah is the one God, the only God, and all that, or Allah, or however they pronounce
it. But it turns out that that's just one jar of water.
There you go. I know it.
Hey, I really like your metaphor, and I find metaphors much easier to understand sometimes than some of your other writings, so that's why I wanted to fit the metaphor within to the article. So I think I can do those things. You know, I have a feeling that I'm going to have some questions as we move through this. I sure hope that you're going to give us some more excerpts from your book, but I may have some other questions, or next time you send me an article, I may actually bring you back to this one and ask you some questions to see that they're actually tying together, because you're asking a lot in these few pages, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's like, gee, we can forget the book, but just do an article, you know.
Well, I've got one page of writing that's an excerpt from a book, and quite frankly, you can write a whole book on that one page of article.
Here we have it.
Well, let's get on with it. Get to writing that book, Brad. You need to get writing, so I'm going to say until next time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I need to get to work on trying some of these things out.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to try some.
I'm going to be interested to see how this comes out as a podcast.
Well,
it seems all filled up to me.
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to file for a legal name change from Ryan Bruce to Jar of Water. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, love you. Thanks for the call.